Hello.
Hi, Pedro. It's Nidhi Medina. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, I've been waiting for your call.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late.
I tried to catch you earlier, but
Oh, okay. So sorry.
Yeah.
No worries. Okay. So let me take a look here. You got my email, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your last name, is it Miranda?
Yeah, Miranda.
Okay. And then the best phone number for you is going to be the 832-853-6187, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Company name, Pedro's Junk Removal, the and symbol lawn care, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Okay. Let me take a look here, and then let's see. Okay, what is the billing address that you use for the business? Is it like your home address?
Yeah.
Okay, what's that?
It's
I think I see it here. 18472 Comanche Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to make sure that this address is hidden just because, Pedro, we don't want your address showing up on Google. Okay, so just an FYI, it'll be hidden.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How's the weather over there with you guys right now?
It's hot.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm supposed to go to the mountains this week. I'm in California, right?
Yeah.
And I found out, and I'm like, great. Now what am I supposed to wear or pack with me because – it's supposed to be thunderstorms and rain. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? So now I'm like, I had my bag packed and I'm like, oh my gosh, now I gotta pack more stuff. Okay. Pedro, let me do this. I'm gonna send you a text message and it's gonna be our customer service number. I need you to save this phone number in your contacts under Local Splash. This way, you always have our phone number with you. It's also going to include a username and a password for you as well. Let me know when you get it. I just sent it.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So make sure you save that that phone number in your contacts under Local Splash, because whenever our customer service number reaches out to you, they're going to call you from the 877 number. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me see here. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that you're going to be using, Pedro, does that have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It has my own name, just my name.
Is it just Pedro Miranda, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, it's Pedro Manuel Miranda.
Is it Manuel written out or just M?
Yeah, written out.
Okay. Same billing address as your home address? Okay. And let me see here. That's apartment A as an apple. Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
What's the card number when you're ready?
It's 5275.
Uh-huh.
1502.
Okay.
0279.
Uh-huh.
0762.
Expiration month and year?
1130.
And the CVV code on the back?
423.
Okay. Before I process this transaction, Pedro, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. And the reason is because I have you at a pre-agreement discounted pricing, okay? And basically what it's going to do, it's going to be an added form of protection for you as well. We'll send it in writing along with your invoice. When I am walking you through this, Pedro, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way you and I can review it and then I can rephrase it, okay?
Okay.
I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
You do.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pedro's Junk Removal and Lawn Care.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Pedro Miranda. I am the owner of the business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Pedro, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you agree to be responsive to our phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. Now, so I want you to also be aware, right, and this is why I asked you to save our phone number. If our customer service department is calling you, they're going to call you from the 877 number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to put a security question on your account because I want to protect it. This is how you're going to identify if it's us ever calling you.
Mm-hmm.
The security question, it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city mm-hmm. that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
City I was born in.
Okay. And what city was that?
Houston.
Houston. Okay. So if you're ever unsure that it's us calling, just ask, what's my security question? Now, if they disconnect the call on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay. If they refuse to give you the security question, you disconnect the call on them.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, there's also an example I want to give you. Okay, a lot of my clients, sometimes they get called by a company called Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Yelp offers advertising services on their specific directory. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever get those calls, and let's say you are interested in it, okay, give me a call first because I might be able to get you a more discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Was dying over here. I heard it beeping. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash, okay, as your certified marketing representative,
mm-hmm.
do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, just so that you know, we are not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying that before you do, just give us a call, Pedro, just so we can make sure it's not a service that we're already providing you, because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay. What would some of those serve? Like, do you have an example?
Let's say, for example, right? Let's say you called us and you said, hey, like, we know that you're using Angie's, right? The home advisor.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't interfere with what we're doing. But let's say you called in and you're like, hey, so I'm thinking of signing up for Facebook ads, running some Facebook ads for myself. We're going to tell you, oh, no, don't do it, because we're already including that service. Because, again,
mm-hmm.
then you would be spending more money, and then it could interfere with what we're doing. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the only thing with meaning like that. Okay? But if you said, hey, I'm thinking of signing up with Yelp, I would tell you, hey, hold on. Hold on, Pedro, because we can actually get you a more discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential, okay, that you get the following documentation to us within a timely manner. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some of these documents may require as follows. Some of them may include, okay, a business license or business registration, proof of insurance, or any other items for Google verification. And in fact, I'll send you a list. Now, some of those items you might not have, and that's okay. What you're going to do is you're going to send us the ones that you do have. Okay. I know right now you don't currently have like the business license or insurance. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Don't worry about that because you're just going to send us what you can. Okay.
Okay.
Now we do kindly ask that you get these documents submitted to us within the first 7 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays. Okay. Or even suspension of your account with us. Do you agree to get these items to us within the 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 15th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, Pedro, remember that this is a two-month verbal agreement. Basically, I'm asking you to stick it out 2 months. Okay.
Okay.
Now, but you're paying monthly. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 15th day, okay, of mm-hmm. each month in the discounted amount of $249. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, the number I asked you to save. 877-635-6225. Okay? You must speak with the live representative to cancel. If they don't answer you right away, just leave a message and they will call you within 24 hours. Okay? At least give them 24 hours. To prevent those next month of service charge, okay? Make sure you at least contact us 3 business days before that next billing is due so that way you don't get charged. There is no cancellation fee, okay? We will simply part as friends. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment in a couple minutes. You're going to start receiving You're going to start receiving text messages and emails. I'm getting tartamuda over here, right? I keep forgetting. Do you speak Spanish?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I don't like to assume just because your name's Pedro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I hear the name Pedro, I'm like, vote for Pedro for president.
Yeah, the movie.
Do they ever call you Pete for short? No?
My old job is calling Pete, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I feel like, am I being too proper calling him Pedro? Maybe he likes to be called Pete or I don't know. Okay. Now, I probably need about maybe 5 or 7 more minutes. However, I want to schedule your client interview for tomorrow. Okay?
That's
the client interview, what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour. And it could take about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, Pedro. It just really depends, like, on how many questions or even, you know, details you have. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Tuesday.
Do you want something like around this time?
Can you do in the morning?
I can, Mio. Let's take a look. Let me take a look here. I actually have, let me tell you the times that I have for your time. Whatever time I give you is your time. 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1. What works for you? 9 to 10 would be the earliest.
Yeah, let's do that one, 9 to 10.
Okay. So now we're going to call you from an 877 number. So just make sure you answer all the calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, let's say you're in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. Okay?
Perfect.
I'm going to send you a reminder an hour before just in case if it slips your mind. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I'm going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're going to proceed without me. They won't wait. if I'm not ready, they're going to start without me. Okay.
Okay.
But I'll do my best to try to be available. Hopefully I'm not stuck in a meeting because usually I have morning meetings. But, and hopefully you get one of my favorites. Okay. I just sent you the calendar invite. They're all my favorites. I sound like my mom when I say, yeah, we know my brother's your favorite. No, I love you guys all the same. I'm like, that is a lie. We always say, I know my brother's your consentido. You don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
My sister's the one who really gets cheated because I'm the oldest. So she says my brother and I are the favorites. He's the baby and the only boy. I'm the oldest. My sister's like, I'm chopped liver. She's the middle child. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Pedro, when it comes to, let me see, your hours, I'm putting for the license and insurance. Are you in the process of ever getting that? It's not a requirement.
Not right now.
Okay. Okay. Do you ever plan on getting your LLC?
Yeah, possibly. I don't know when yet, but yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes these things take time, you know what I mean? You're just trying to get
up
and running, you know, get some more revenue and then start on that. Okay.
Just trying to get my own out there right now.
For sure. So junk removal, do you do move outs, anything like that? Yard waste? Tell me a little bit about your
service. I'm sorry, you're kind of cutting off. I didn't catch that.
Oh, it's okay. When it comes to your services, right? With notate, so this way I can notate on here, I put junk removal. Do you do waste removal, furniture removal, yard removal?
Yeah, furniture.
Okay.
Yeah, furniture removal. We do tree debris.
Oh, you do?
Debris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tree and construction debris. Okay.
Good.
And then construction debris removal. Yeah, because sometimes they leave a mess, huh?
Yeah.
What about appliances?
We did one the other day. Yeah, we do appliances too. All of it. Couches and stuff, furniture.
Awesome. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference, but most of the ones we do is residential.
Okay. What are your hours of operation typically? Are you like a Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Typically a Monday through Friday, and then, Monday
like
through Friday, sometimes Saturday. Yeah, like a 8 to 6, 8 to 7.
Okay. I'll put 8 to 6. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't mean people aren't going to call you on a Saturday or you can't schedule a pickup on a Saturday, you know, or a little bit later.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to your areas, you know, with Facebook ads, we could target up to 50 miles. Do you want to cover that far?
50 miles, yeah, that sounds fine.
Okay. And then let me see, tomorrow is the 16th. Oh, Mexican Independence Day, right, tomorrow? I guess they're having
16.
A bunch of parades going on this weekend. Okay, this is going to be four. All right, when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Phone and text.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what we're going to do to help prevent you from getting so many spam calls, instead of us blasting, you know, your phone number out there, like to the public, what we do is we put a local tracking number that is linked to your phone. And it's going to prevent from you getting a bunch of spam calls. I mean, you might get a few here and there, but it's because they're prone to not calling the tracking numbers. This is also helpful too for you, because let's say you're on your way to prospects, right? And you forgot the address at home.
Mm-hmm.
You go into your client dashboard and you can retrieve the phone call and grab the address from there. Okay? So it'll help you track your calls as well. Do you have a personal Facebook? I'm assuming maybe.
I do.
Okay.
I do not.
You don't? Okay. Here's your homework. I'm going to need you to do this, okay? All I need you to do is open up a personal Facebook page. You don't have to have friends. You don't even have to have pictures on there. Just open up a personal Facebook. We'll need that link because we're going to create you one for the business. So this way you have access and ownership to it. No one's going to even see the personal page, okay? But it's how they're all created, all right?
Okay. It has to be my name or not?
Initial and elastic. Some people, you know, you just say, and that's why I say, like, you don't even have to have friends or pictures on there. Yeah. You're just opening
you
up a person.
You cut off. I didn't guess that.
You don't have, as far as I know, you don't have to have your name on it. When you open up the personal Facebook, I think you could even put your initial, you could put a nickname and your last name. It doesn't, it's just basically, this is what I'm saying. You don't even have to have friends or pictures on there. Okay? Just open up a personal Facebook, give us the link, you can give it to the technician tomorrow, and then they're gonna build the business Facebook page because the reason why it's done like that is because we want you to have the ownership and access to your business Facebook page. Okay? Because you're the owner of it.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then I'll just say here, creating personal Facebook and we'll provide link. Now, do you have a business logo already created for the company or no?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
So has business logo I'm putting on here. Do you have some pictures? Some, like, before and after photos that you've done? Okay.
Yeah, I do have some.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, this will be perfect. Yeah. So that way we can use it for the website. Okay? Let me see. You don't have, we're going to get the domain, and the technicians will give you some options. We're going to select a domain that's closest to your business name. Okay? So this way it all runs together. Okay. Now, there are two specific text messages or emails that I need you to open up. Is it easier for you to look in your text messages or your emails?
Text messages.
Okay. There's going to be one that says action pictures needed, and there's one that's going to say initial invoice. If you want to read them off to me, your text messages, I'll tell you which one it is.
I have, says Pedro Manuel, to get your Google business profile verified.
Yep. Google requires the following. Yes. So
we
send you a list. Now remember, some of these you'll have, some of them you might not. You just send us the ones that you can. You're going to send us pictures. These pictures will not post on the internet. It's for our back office to get you verified. Those pictures can include tools and or equipment that you use, work vehicle with the license plate showing, even if it's your personal vehicle, it's what you use to work, business license, business insurance, if you have that. If you don't worry about it. If you hand out business cards, send us a picture of that. Business registration, if you do invoices. Not with your client's information on it. Send us a blank invoice picture. Workplace means if you store your tools in a shed in the or in the garage in the corner, take a picture of that. Okay? On that list, send us what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's another one that'll say, hello, Pedro Manuel. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. It probably came before that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what's it telling you? It should say, is there a portion on there that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to click on where it says click here. Okay. Now, Pedro, it should open up a page that's telling you at the top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
No, ma'am. It's asking me to sign in.
Okay, let's sign you in. Okay, your username, it's going to be your phone number, no dashes, all together. 832-853-6187.
All right.
Okay. Now, your password, let me pull it up here. Where'd it go? Your password is going to be all lowercase, one word. S as in Sam, E as in Edward, M as in Mary, friends. S-E-M, friends. Like amigos, friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
All lowercase, one word. And then did it let you log in?
No, ma'am. It says invalid password.
Okay.
Or
you ready? S as in Sam. E as in Edward.
Okay.
M as in Mary. F as in Frank. R as in Robert.
Mm-hmm.
I as in ice cream. E as in Edward. N as in Nancy. D as in David. S as in Sam. And they're all lowercase, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Try it?
Right, I'm in.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Now, you should see where it says there should be like three little boxes.
Yeah.
Okay. The first box, you're going to click in it because it says, I agree to receive text messages. That's from us,
mm-hmm.
us texting you. The other box says,
yeah.
I acknowledge, I agree, or I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all my information is true and correct. And then the next box,
yeah.
you're going to click in it because you're saying that you agree that the charges are reoccurring, meaning that it's every month. And then do
yeah.
you see an arrow that says sign?
No, it says click here and type your name.
Okay, click there and type your name exactly as it reads. No accent marks, just put your first name and then a space, your middle name and then a space, and then your last name.
All right.
And then you should be able to submit or confirm the signature.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. You know the username and password that you use to log in? That is where you go in to track your results with us. Okay? So you go in there and you track your results with us. Now, starting from tomorrow, okay, the technicians are going to review everything with you. You hear me? You there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, last part I want to go over with you. Starting from tomorrow, once the technicians review everything with you, they're going to get moving, okay? So we're going to send you notifications as these steps are being processed. So this way you're aware of the work that we are doing. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in all the directories that can start generating phone calls for you, and your business Facebook page will be created and visible. 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be live, and so are your Facebook ads. These can already start generating phone calls for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we always state in our terms and conditions, what we sent you in writing, getting you verified through Google, creating the Google business profile, optimizing you to the first page and maintaining you there, we will always give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even though I have seen it many times happen sooner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I only stick to that timeline because I like to under-promise and over-deliver, okay? But we also know it's important for you to get these calls as fast as you can, and this is why we get you listed with all the other, you know, directories and the Facebook ads and the website, so this way you can start generating those calls quickly. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super, super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. Did you have any other questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So then tomorrow we will be calling you, okay? Between 9 and 10 o'clock, so just make sure you're answering all calls within that hour, okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you so much, Pedro. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. You're very welcome. Bye-bye.